Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
Brian.
Tom.
John.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game, and my co-host will feed me commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we'll be continuing The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, created by Douglas Adams and Steve Merzetsky. Don't panic.
Okay. Okay. I don't think we need the brochure. And this is an entrance bay for the Heart of Gold. Can we go aft?
Corridor, fore end.
Okay. And we've been up before. We went from up to down to get here. We seem to have done everything aft and port, or fore and port.
Go up.
Bridge.
We went port before, right? That's how we went to the Stona.
Well, let's see. We have Eddie, who's the control console. Can we ask Eddie about the drive?
You have to be more specific, I'm afraid.
Why do we need the drive, Eddie?
Go down again, right? It's in blue.
Corridor, fore end.
Go port.
Galley.
Exit to starboard.
No, nothing here. Go starboard.
Corridor, fore end.
Go fore.
Entry bay number 2.
And we were just here before. Go aft.
Corridor, fore end.
Okay, yeah.
Is this where we should make it? Will we start making maps here?
Yeah, let's try going down, I guess.
You can't go that way.
Right, you can't go down. On. Okay. Oh, it's a shame. Maybe Marvin knows how to... I feel like Eddie is the character we haven't interacted with. And so let's go to Eddie. Go up and then go port.
Bridge. You enter the sauna. After several hours, you come out a changed man.
Go starboard.
Bridge. This is the bridge of the Heart of Gold.
Okay. So should we ask Eddie about the Heart of Gold, maybe?
About ship?
A long silence tells you that Eddie, the shipboard computer, isn't interested in talking about it.
We need a verb. So ask Eddie about the improbability drive.
What do you want to ask Eddie about?
Ask improbability drive.
A long silence tells you that Eddie isn't interested in talking about it.
I don't think we need to talk to Eddie.
Okay, fair enough. What do we need to do?
Can we go back down again?
Corridor, fore end.
Go, fore.
Entry bay number 2.
Go down?
You can't go that way.
Is there just nothing? It's just the entry bay, so there's probably nothing else here other than the eggs, the Heart of Gold, right?
Mm-hmm. So we have gotten a gun. A pincer, I don't know what an atomic vector plotter.
But like, we don't have anything we can do. We don't have any actions. Like, it doesn't matter what we're looking at here.
Well, but I mean, maybe we could put things in things. That's what I'm thinking. Like, can we use the, what does a pincer do? What is the, what, like, can we show that to Eddie or Marvin? Maybe we could read the Hitchhiker's Guide. That could give us some kind of insight.
Try consult guide about something.
Yeah. Consult guide about improbability drive.
You have to be more specific, I'm afraid.
So we need a drive, right? We need a.
No, God, I feel like we've looked at every room.
Can we ask him how to get to the engine room?
I don't know. Like, I guess
maybe we ask Marvin. Did Marvin leave? Ask Marvin, where is the engine room?
Okay, so let's go aft.
Corridor, fore end.
Continues aft.
Corridor, aft end. This is one end of a short corridor that continues fore along the main deck of the Heart of Gold. Doorways lead aft and port. In addition, a gangway leads downward.
Do we go down?
Hatchway. You are at the bottom of the gangway. A hatch below you is closed. There is a small access space to starboard.
Go starboard?
The entrance is so narrow that you probably couldn't pass by holding anything. Well, maybe one thing.
Ooh.
Now we have a puzzle.
All right. So what can we hold? Inventory?
Do we want to hold? I think we want to drop things in the bridge, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So we got to go back.
Probably. But I don't know what we would want to bring with us.
Mm-hmm. This is probably in the book, if anybody can remember.
Oh, a towel. You always bring a towel. Right.
I do not remember this in the book at all.
We might always have to bring a towel, but I feel like that isn't this puzzle.
And the Babblefish is free because it's an art year.
It's an art year.
I would imagine the flathead screwdriver or the pincer.
Yeah, that sounds good enough for me. So should we go up to the corridor?
Yeah, let's go back up to the bridge, I guess.
All right, we are fast-tracking to the bridge, audience, if you remember from our Zork days.
We can do that.
Corridor aft. Corridor 4. Bridge. So you guys want me to drop all and then pick the screwdriver back up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything dropped.
Okay, we still have the Babblefish. Probably. Yeah.
Screwdriver taken.
And we can go back down.
Down.
Corridor. For end.
End.
Aft, I think, is what we did.
Or is it
corridor. Aft.
Down.
And then...
mm-hmm.
Hatchway.
Down again, or was it? Starboard.
Access space. This tiny area with an exit to port is for working on the hatch mechanism, which is vastly more complicated than your rather ordinary intelligence can comprehend. The floor is an open metal mesh, like the floor of a catwalk.
With it to exit to port, we went starboard, so that's the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Can we look around real quick? Is it going to change? No, it's the same thing.
Access space.
Use screwdriver on the hatch mechanism?
I don't know the word use.
Open hatch mechanism?
You must tell me how to do that to a mechanism.
Rotate screwdriver. No.
Can we, how did I have the word use?
Operate mechanism with screwdriver?
I don't know the word operate.
Mm-hmm. Can we open metal mesh?
You must tell me how to do that to a ground.
Okay.
Oh no, it's grounded. Run. It's just it doesn't tell us where we can go. So I assume this is the end. So let's I guess go up.
You can't go that way.
Port.
Hatchway. There is a thing your aunt gave you, which you don't know what it is here.
Why
is that here?
Following us.
Can we take it?
Thing taken.
Oh my god.
Okay, look.
Hatchway, you're at the bottom of a gangway.
Wait, so we went starboard already. Yeah. So can we open the hatch?
Yeah.
Loud sirens blare. Fantastically bright red lights flash from all sides. And a small female voice mentions that opening this hatch in space will evacuate the air from the ship.
Can we just open the hatch and win the game?
Winning the game. Suicide.
Loud sirens blare.
Damn it.
A soft female voice mentions that opening this hatch in space will evacuate the air from the ship.
Go up.
Corridor aft end.
We've done aft and port, right?
Up, down.
And we've done down because we went down to see the hatch, right?
Starboard.
You can't go that way.
Go aft.
That entrance leads to the infinite improbability drive chamber. It's supposed to be a terribly dangerous area of the ship. Are you sure you want to go in there?
Yes.
Absolutely sure?
Yes. Or should we get the stuff first?
I can tell you don't want to, really. See, in American, it would be the other way around. I can tell you really don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in British, it's, oh, I can tell you want to. I don't care.
I
can tell you don't want to, really. I can tell you don't want to, really. You stride away with a spring in your step, wisely leaving the drive chamber safely behind you. Telegrams arrive from well-wishers in all corners of the galaxy, congratulating you on your prudence and wisdom, cheering you up immensely.
Oh, cool. Let's go in.
Enter drive?
What? You're joking, of course. Can I ask you to reconsider?
Well, we'd say no, right?
Engine room. You're in the infinite improbability drive chamber. Nothing happens. There is nothing to see.
Look.
That's not true.
Engine room. I mean it. There is nothing to see here.
Keep looking.
Look. Mm-hmm.
Engine room. Okay. There are a few things to see here. This is the room that houses the powerful infinite improbability generator that drives the Heart of Gold. An exit lies four of here. Sitting in the corner is a spare, portable improbability generator. There is an ionic diffusion rasp here. There is a pair of hypersonic pliers here. Footnote 10.
Read footnote.
I guess it isn't... I guess.
You know, I really respect Stanley Parable more.
Audience, I apologize. I need to read this, but it's... I guess it isn't all that dangerous a place after all.
Okay. So, take all.
Ionic diffusion rasp, taken. Pair of hypersonic pliers, taken. Spare improbability drive, taken.
I guess we go back to the bridge.
And take all our other stuff, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we go aft?
You can't go that way.
No, we have to go backwards. We got to, there's going aft. Go four.
Corridor, aft end.
Go four again?
Corridor, four end.
Go up?
Go up.
Bridge. There's a lot of things here.
Take all?
You've taken the signaling device, the hitchhiker's guide, everything else, your load is too heavy.
So what should we have? Right, we probably need the towel.
Do we need the toothbrush?
Well, we don't have the toothbrush because our load is too heavy.
Oh, yeah, we didn't pick it up.
So what do we have?
There's something so sad about all your friends being like, let's go to a sauna together. And then you just don't see them again. And then you just start pilfering.
I guess they're not really our friends.
At least one of them is our friends. The other one, I think we're just attracted to, and the third one is the president.
What was that movie with Viggo Mortensen where he's in a sauna and he beats the crap out of his guy?
Eastern
naked.
Promises.
It's
a Cronenberg film. From. Yeah, there's a lot of naked Mortensen in that. There's a lot of naked Aragorn in that movie.
So you're saying I should watch that movie?
I don't know why you're still here.
All right, I'll see you later, KJ.
Hey, thanks for playing, audience. Now that you've heard of the movie, too, there's nothing else we can do.
So let's check inventory, because I think we need to take the towel.
You have no tea, pocket fluff, the hitchhiker's guide, a signaling device, a spare improbability drive, a pair of pliers, Ionic diffusion rasp, a thing your aunt gave you, a flathead screwdriver, a babblefish in your ear.
Yeah, but we still should get the towel. So let's drop the thing the aunt has.
I don't know why how we're supposed to figure that out.
Thing drops. Towel taken.
Doesn't it follow us anyway?
Yeah, seems like it.
Actually, can we flip a switch on the signaling device? Look at inspect sub-etha signaling device.
The electronic sub-etha signaling device is shaped like a small fist with an extended thumb. Various lights along its knuckles are currently dark. It has two small buttons, a red one labeled Call Engineer, and a green one labeled Hitchhike. It bears a small label which reads, Another fine product of Sirius Cybernetics Corporation. Affixed to the thumb is a lifetime guarantee.
Should we press the green button?
The thumb winks and flashes for a second. Nothing further happens.
Well, so there's... a room, there's the improbability drive room, which seems to be to get the stuff. There's another room we haven't used, which is down a floor, which is that room where you need to drop everything in order to get in it. Okay, so what do we go down?
Corridor.
So we got to go, what, four?
Four end.
And then we go port?
Entry bay number two.
No, let's go aft again.
Corridor, four end.
Aft.
Corridor, aft end.
Oh, go aft. I'm sorry, go four.
Corridor, fore end.
Go port.
Galley. You are in the galley of the ship containing a machine which is the state-of-the-art nutritional technology, a Sirius Cybernetics Corporation Nutrimat. There is an exit to the starboard.
Okay, so...
go starboard?
We don't want to yet. Why? We want to do something with this thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Nutrimat, can we put the drive in the Nutrimat?
The panel is closed.
Open panel.
Open panel.
Opening the Nutrimat reveals a circuit board.
Solder circuit board.
How do you spell solder like that, right?
Yeah. You're an electrical engineer, you should know that.
I'm surprised circuit board's not one word. I don't know the word solder. How do you spell it in English?
Oh, it's a...
is there an E in there somewhere?
S-O-D-D-E-R.
It's solder. Solder. Oh, there's soda for circuit board.
Two L's.
It's two L's, two E's, and no O.
Like shop.
Yeah.
Can we put the drive Oh, wait, touch pad?
can we try touching the pad just to see what it does?
The Nutrimat makes an instant but highly detailed examination of your taste buds. A spectroscopic analysis of your metabolism and sends tiny experimental signals down your neural pathways to see what you look like. A cupful of advanced tea substitute appears in the dispensing slot.
We don't have no tea.
Drink tea substitute?
Mm-hmm. You're talking complete nonsense. Pull yourself together.
Man,
drink substitute?
You're not holding the cup.
Take a cup?
Your load is too
I drop something. Drop.
Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Screwdriver dropped.
Take cup.
Your load is too heavy.
It's a heavy cup. Of course it is. It weighs 20 pounds.
Drop.
Pocket fluff.
Pocket fluff. I was going to say that too.
Yep.
Pocket
take
fluff
cup,
dropped.
Take cup. Take cup.
Your load is too heavy. Oh my god.
Drop the towel.
No.
Fine. Drop
the sub-ethos signaling device.
Yeah.
It does anyway.
Get that thing.
Signaling device dropped.
Take cup.
It's not.
Take
we're gonna have to drop everything.
Oh, yes. Cup taken.
Drink cup.
It tastes almost, but not quite, entirely unlike tea. It's absolutely disgusting. The cup itself vaporizes, part of the Galactic Anti-Litter Program. The Nutrimat says, if you have enjoyed the experience of this drink, why not share it with your friends?
This is the thing, I think, in the book where, like, it's supposed to, like, exactly get what flavor you want, but, like, it only does this, like, one specific flavor or something like that. And it, like, if you argue with it, it's like, no, I got you the right thing or something of that nature.
Mm. Okay. Can we touch it again?
Fiddling with the Nutrimat doesn't do anything.
So okay. I think we did the thing with the Nutrimat. I feel like this game is a collection of checking off the boxes from the novel.
You know, I think I'm fine playing King's Quest next, guys.
I love King's Quest.
I keep hearing about King's Quest 4, and now I'm like, it's looking more and more appealing.
King's Quest 5 and 6 were the kings.
Actually, I think we need the cup.
Bring cup somewhere.
Okay.
The cup's gone, so we're going to have to... But
so oh,
have to
disappears.
Start all over.
No.
We haven't done anything.
This game is a nightmare. I need to put this in my diary for a minute. One second. Notepad. Dear diary, Douglas Adams gave me another seizure today.
Bridge.
Okay, so should we just get the cup first?
That's probably smart. Actually, drop everything.
Yeah. No, we don't need to drop everything, right? Because we don't have anything.
We have everything.
Oh, that's the stuff on the floor. Sorry.
Yeah.
Drop everything. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Everything dropped.
Let's go ding.
Oh, no, wait, we need something, right, to open the
we
thing.
Need a towel?
I don't think we used anything to open it, did we?
We didn't? Okay.
I was saying we should grab everything, drop it all.
Oh, wait, first we have to get back to the engine room to get that drive.
Yeah, so let's go down to the engine room. We can come back up.
I think we used anything to
open. Fine, grab towel.
Towel taken.
Go down.
Corridor, fore end.
Go aft.
Aft and aft, right?
Corridor, aft end.
Go aft.
That entrance leads...
Yes.
Oh, are you absolutely sure?
Yes.
I can tell it...
Yes.
You sound rather positive.
Yes.
You sound rather positive.
Go aft.
What? Sorry. You're joking, of course. Can I ask you to reconsider?
No.
Engine room.
Look.
There's nothing to see. There's nothing to see. Okay. There are a few things to see.
Take all.
Iconic diffusion rasp, taken. Hypersonic pliers, taken. Spare improbability drive, taken. What's a rasp? Is that another
question.
English thing? Isn't it like a description for a voice?
That's what I would think, like a raspy.
A coarse file or a similar metal tool with rough surface or scraping.
Oh, filing. You have a raspy voice because of the rasp.
Because it's coarse.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Four.
Sorry, I used to work for English guys. Kevin, you don't know what a rasp is. Haven't you ever seen a rasp? He would be so upset with me.
Was that?
What do you mean? Yeah. What do you do with your nails? You don't rasp them. All right.
What do they call sprinkles in UK? It's like hundreds of thousands.
Oh, I don't know that one. In South Jersey, they call them jimmies. And my cousin was up in Jimmy. North Jersey and goes, "I'll get some ice cream with some jimmies." And the kid goes, "We don't have any here."
That's weird because I feel like that's a New Jersey thing generally. I've gotten sprinkles or jimmies usually.
I've never used jimmies, the term jimmies.
Really? just to freaking say it, just to get it out of the way, it was named after the worker at the company that invented sprinkles.
Jimmy.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, way to be, Jimmy.
Yeah. Fair enough. Mm. Yeah, so let's keep calling them jimmies.
There is no evidence of. There's no evidence of any tension, according to Boston.com.
But why are condoms called jimmies?
Same reason.
Jimmy was really busy that summer.
He just had a lot of good ideas. He's like, whoa, with all these. corridor, aft end.
Okay. Where is the? What's going on? Where are things?
We have to get to the Nutra mat now, right?
Yeah, but I do not remember where that is.
John knows. He knows how to get everywhere.
It might also come from a name of Jim Jams, which is also kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Do we go aft? No, we're in the aft end.
Engine
right?
room.
Go for mm-hmm. Four guy, the science guy. Four.
Corridor, aft end. Corridor, fore end.
Do you want to go get the cup first, or do you want to drop everything?
We dropped everything, right?
Except we like drop what we took. It dropped everything that we have other than the towel.
Oh, so we just had to take this stuff and never use it.
Go up.
Bridge. There's a lot of stuff here.
Drop all.
You've dropped all.
Take towel.
Towel taken.
Okay.
We get there.
Yeah. How do we get to the Nutramat? It's on the. We're on the bridge, right? Is it port?
Go down.
Corridor, fore end.
Port.
Galley.
Open panel.
Opening the Nutramat reveals a circuit board.
Touch panel.
Fiddling with the Nutramat doesn't do anything. Zaphoid Beeblebrox walks in and presses the touch-sensitive pad. The Nutramat produces a huge, ice-cold, pan-galactic gargle blaster. Zaphod heads off towards a sauna, sipping loudly.
Touch pad?
The Nutramat makes an instant but highly detailed examination of your taste buds. A cup full of advanced tea substitute appears in the dispensing slot.
Take cup.
We can't drink it.
Cup taken. Zaphoid Beeblebrox walks in and presses the touch-sensitive pad. Zaphod heads off towards the sauna, sipping loudly.
Okay, so we have to go to the engine room?
No, we got the. We don't have to go. We had to go to the engine room just to get the drive.
Yeah.
Where do we have to go now?
Go starboard.
Corridor four. And.
Go up.
Bridge. There's a lot of stuff here.
Drop cup.
Cup dropped.
What else could we drop? The drive? We
dropped everything other than the towel. And the thing that crawls up us every time. That's the ant thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take the let's take the spare drive because we have to do something with that, right?
Drive taken.
Can we look?
Have we ever looked at it? Yeah, I mean, it's...
The spare improbability drive has a switch, a long cord ending with a large plug, and a short cord ending with a small plug. It bears a small label which reads, "Another fine product of Sirius Cybernetics Corporation."
So, is there something about the plug?
Can we take the plug out? Remove plug?
You already have it.
I guess we have it.
Which plug do you mean? The large plug or the small plug?
Remove small plug.
Small plug?
It's not plugged into anything.
Plug into plug.
Which plug do you mean? The large plug or the small plug?
Small plug into plug?
Which plug do you mean? Oh, because the second. The large plug or the small plug?
Plug small plug into large plug.
You can't seem to plug the small plug into the large plug.
Plug small plug into receptacle?
Which receptacle do you mean? The small receptacle or the large receptacle?
Plug the...
Small into small.
Plug into the small receptacle?
Plug small plug into small receptacle.
Plugged.
I don't know what we're doing.
Okay, so plug large plug into large receptacle?
I guess so.
Plugged. Eddie, the shipboard computer, says, you shouldn't be playing around with a spare improbability drive. Who knows where it's been? Announcement. Announcement. This is Eddie, the shipboard computer. Someone has connected a spare improbability drive to the manual override receptacle. Better be an emergency. That's all I have to say.
Okay, so let's examine. Are there buttons on this thing? Examine improbability drive.
The spare improbability drive has a switch, a long cord plugged into a control console, and a short cord plugged into an atomic vector plotter. It bears a small label which reads, another fine product of Sirius Cybernetic Corporation.
Were we supposed to know there was a plug in the plotter?
Examine plotter? There might be a button on it.
The atomic vector plotter has a small receptacle and a long dangly bit. The short cord from the spare improbability drive is plugged into the receptacle. It bears a small label.
Oh, can we put the long dangly bit into the T?
Done.
Okay. Now, can we inspect the console?
Most of the controls are beyond your comprehension. The simplest one is a large receptacle of some kind. A spare improbability drive is plugged into the large receptacle.
You know, Day After Tomorrow, where, like, Tom Cruise dies and, like, he gets respawned back to that one day and then over and over again?
Oh, yeah. That's the Edge of Tomorrow,
Edge of Tomorrow.
Right?
Edge of Tomorrow. I just feel like that, like, I feel like that our boy here has gone through Edge of Tomorrow and is like, I know exactly what to do.
Tom, that makes you Emily Blunt.
Oh, man. I'd say I know. I just, you know,
we are cellist Emily Blunt in this game. So examine improbability drive.
The spare improbability drive has a switch.
Okay. Switch.
A mist spins round your head. You fall into what seems like a bottomless pit. Suddenly, you hit the bottom so hard that you wish it had been bottomless. Dark.
You can rate and review this show anywhere fine podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on social media at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. And Adapt It, where we explore adaptations in various forms. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon, wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,